Factories far away, where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. We're future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year, and nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
Your love's like rhinestones falling. Bit late this morning, but we're here for a great start to your Tuesday, and we have so much to catch up on since we missed last week. So thank you everyone for tuning in.
Yeah, and we're really sorry about that. We know we got some comments back saying that people are very upset, and that is just so kind that, you know, people are really really enjoy our show. So
that
thank
our fans
you for that
us.
And we promise we'll try not to let you down again.
Yep. We take this super seriously.
But we can't make any real promises.
And on our way over, Zoe and I thought of a really good theme. So stay tuned, listen in. We will be doing a lot of talking this show because we have so much to catch up on.
Yeah.
However, you can
listen to the background. Also, this song is, just so that you get a little hint, Walt Grace's Submarine Test, January 1967 by John Mayer. So, you know, that's the song. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, now you do.
Yeah.
And
new discovery.
Listen.
And, it's really warm out here in Medford, Massachusetts. Let us know where you're coming from. And,
yeah. It's, like, eerily warm here.
Eerily, she says.
Eerily. It was, like, 78 yesterday.
Yeah. We both said it felt like Florida.
Yeah, it was kind of like muggy.
Balmy.
Balmy. And it like smells like Florida this morning.
Yeah. So, something weird. Never this warm in late October. But,
Very strange.
We'll do a table of contents of everything we need to catch up on. And then we'll let you listen to the music for a little bit and we'll be back. So, Zoe. Let's see. Last we talked to them was October 7th show, I believe. October 8th show.
Yeah, a while ago. So, a lot has happened, mainly Jane's birthday.
We had a birthday, we had parents weekend.
We had parents weekend,
we had a
yes.
whole lot of food to talk about.
We just have had a lot going on. It's almost, you know, it's even past mid-October. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Don't even say it.
Don't even say it.
Don't
so,
even
yeah.
get me started.
A lot has happened in the past 2 weeks, and we're really excited to share. You know, obviously, we'll do our normal segments. What's
if
up, Medford?
Know,
what's
know.
Up, Tommy?
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
But it's going to be a great show. So we'll let you listen for a little bit while we, you know, set up everything on our end, and then we'll be back. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Since he's leaving, the call she planned on receiving finally made it home. She accepted the news she never expected. The operator connected the call from Tokyo. Friends bring him up when they're drinking at the bar with his name on the side, and they smile when they can as they speak of the man who took a homemade fan blade, one man submarine ride. Thank you.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. About my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña colada.
Back.
Hey, hey, hey.
So this right now is Escape the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. Just, you know, keep
Rupert
in mind.
Rupert Holmes, yeah. Yeah, yeah, keep in mind.
And listen to the lyrics.
Hint, hint, hint.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jade and I have a lot to tell you about. I think first we should start with concerts. What's up, music?
Music? What's up, music? Yeah, well, I, on last Thursday, October 17th, went to TD Garden for the Maggie Rogers concert, and she's amazing. Actually, wait, I meant to look up the guy who opened for her. I remember thinking during it, oh, he's so good. And I forget his name. I think it was Ryan Beatty or something. We'll fact check. But she played at TD Garden. It was a full concert. I went with my mom. And the thing I love about Maggie Rogers is that she's so, like, a singer for all ages. Like, there were, like, we were sitting next to, like, a 7-year-old girl. And then it was, like, a lot of college-age students, a lot of, like, older people, a lot of women. I'd say it was mostly women. And, well, a mix. And something I didn't know, Maggie Rogers got, in 2021, her master's at Harvard in religion and spirituality. Zoe's jaw is dropped. Yeah. She was, like, just getting famous. So, you know, she was, like, she went to NYU, and Pharrell Williams discovered her from, like, he heard, like, Alaska. Yeah, exactly. And he was like, oh, my God. So, like, that was her kind of big break. And then she was starting to get really famous. And then she got really overwhelmed by it and was like, I need a break and I need to slow down. And so she got her, she applied for her master's at Harvard in religion and spirituality. So she was talking all about how Cambridge is my home and I'm so glad to be back. And every time I was studying in Cambridge, I would go to any show at TD Garden. And she was like, for all range of artists from like, she said, like, really good ones. Like, I think it was, like, Harry Styles and, like, Travis Scott and Billie Eilish, like really cool people there. And she was like, and I would go and I would study. And I was like, one day I'll play here. And she was getting so emotional. I know, it was actually so cool. And then she was talking about like her favorite restaurants around here.
Wait, so while she was at Harvard, was she doing music or she just took a break?
No, she was still like doing music, but she wasn't. She was studying religion and spirituality.
Wow.
She was like, and of course it's a full moon because this witchy bitch needs something. Oh, sorry, I'm not allowed. She got a direct quote, but she's like witchy. And I think when she first came out, she was wearing this like long, like flowy black dress, which I think might have been a tribute to Stevie Nicks. Because she was very like. It was cool, and then when she was playing, she had like one segment where she was just on the piano, like without her band alone, and she was like, my grad school friends would know, like, if I was really doing this by myself, I would light some incense on this piano, but TD Garden has a really strict rule about fire.
Oh, so. Wow.
I know, she's like, cool.
What's your favorite Maggie Rogers song? Or what was the best one that she played? What was the best to hear live?
To hear live, probably Falling Water. Yeah, she was so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
She sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. And that same night, Zoe actually went to a concert.
Yeah.
In a very different vibe, but tell us about it.
I went to a concert with a DJ. His name is Fisher.
Zoe Fisher.
Zoe Fisher. He's my uncle. Just kidding. But it was really fun. It was like all college students and, you know, it's interesting because like when you go to see a DJ perform live, like I knew some of his songs, but it's not like, or I couldn't tell. I don't know enough about like DJing. I mean, we're technically
And we're DJs.
But, like, I mean, he's just playing his songs. Like, I've heard, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like he's, like, singing them, or there's nothing like that.
Like, were you impressed?
Or like, just not. Like... I mean, I don't really know enough about it to be like, whoa, look what he just did there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more just like, yeah, he's, like, playing his songs.
Yeah.
But, it's just the vibe that you go for, I guess. It's just, like, everyone's there for him and for those songs. And
his songs are so, like, fun.
So fun. Yeah.
And, like,
it was
dancing.
A lot of fun. It was, like, there were, like, a lot of lights going on, and it was kind of crazy. It was crazy.
Like, Oons vibes.
Yeah, Oons vibes. And, like, a ton of other Tufts people, which was fun. Yeah, it was a great vibe. I'm actually playing James. Oh. Just so that you guys can get a sense.
Yeah.
This is Maggie Rogers, Falling Water.
Oh. Okay, what I said was one of my favorites.
Yeah, so it was like, it was very, very different vibe, but fun. It was kind of short.
Yeah.
If I can. Yeah. I mean, I guess it was like.
Was there an opener?
An hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah. Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I just always expect DJs to go on for, like, 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I haven't to a DJ set. Yeah, it's definitely, it's so fun.
It's so fun.
It's like a party.
Yeah, it's like a party, and, like, the song, the person who makes the songs that you'd usually play at a party is, like, actually there.
Yeah.
Playing it. So that's like, pretty cool.
He's on aux.
Yeah, he's literally on aux.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
That is fun.
Any other music related things since
on a serious note, Zoe and I want to take a moment to acknowledge the death of Liam Payne. So sad.
That was really awful.
Yeah.
Such a shock.
Shocking. Like. Sad to see like what Niall and Harry, like what the other One Directioners were posting. Sad.
Yeah.
Maggie also did a tribute to him because it was like the day after. She played Night Changes on piano.
That's really sad.
I know. Yeah.
Sad. Yeah. That was really a strange news to hear.
Yeah.
I feel like when when I told people, they thought it was a joke just because it was like so shocking.
Like, what?
Like, he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
I know. So.
Very sad.
Sad. Yeah,
I don't know.
Any other music news? Oh, well, Taylor Swift performed in Miami.
True. She's back. She's back and she's on tour.
Yeah, and Gracie Abrams, who also released her deluxe version of her album. She was opening. Yeah, what other music news? Where's she off to next? New Orleans?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. New Orleans, Indianapolis. She's got, I tried to get, was this since we spoke? I think so. I was really trying very hard to get Coldplay tickets because they're coming over this summer.
Oh.
And I love Coldplay. Like, who doesn't love Coldplay, honestly?
So true. Just get Coldplay tickets for Boston?
Yeah, for Boston.
Oh.
And it was genuinely impossible. Like, I was like, I was like 100,000th online. Like, there's no way. It was
annoying.
Crazy. So that didn't work out.
Aww.
Concerts are like impossible to.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy.
It's like they did not used to be this expensive.
No, and they also, while I was waiting in like the Ticketmaster queue, they announced another show in Boston.
Really?
And then released tickets for that. So then I joined the queue for that, and it still didn't work. It's just, like, too many people.
That's annoying.
They do make it harder for, like, scalpers, I guess.
Yeah.
By doing it like that.
Yeah.
But still, it's, like, once it was my turn, all the tickets were, like, $500.
Yep. And to define the jargon, scalpers refers to people who buy a bunch of tickets to resell.
It's the senior bar night scalpers.
Yeah. I know. We even got scalpers on our very own campus. So, all right. So that was What's Up Music.
Yeah.
Is
there anything you've been listening to?
Ooh.
That you want to mention?
Honestly, I recently discovered, and I think I'm probably a little bit late to this game. What's his name? Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
Role Model.
Role Model. Yeah.
I first heard about him because he was the opener for Gracie Abrams on her tour. So I saw a clip of him.
I heard about him because he was dating Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah, honestly, I never got into, like, YouTuber stuff.
Yeah, me either. I just know her.
Yeah.
She was, like, the only one I would watch.
Yeah. I know her name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, are they still dating?
No. Not anymore.
Well.
For a while. Oh, also, this is Ben Platt, older.
Yeah. Listen to the words. These songs are all still part of the theme.
Yeah.
Saying.
Maggie Rogers wasn't, but.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess, it wasn't really. Alright, so, what else? Yeah, what are you listening to?
I'm looking at my device. Let's see.
I'm also listening to a lot of Lucy Dacus. Do you know her?
No.
She was one of the three members of Boy Genius, aka Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, and Phoebe Bridgers, when they did a little girl collab on their girl band. And now they each, well, Phoebe has always, but or they all have always, but they have their individual music, and Lucy Dacus.
She's good?
Yeah, I think she's a really good voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
How about you?
I'm trying to think. I haven't really been listening to too much music, honestly.
Oh, actually, you weren't here for this. Yesterday, Zoe and I live together, and in our house we have a big whiteboard by the kitchen, and we have an ins and outs list. So we had one for September, but yesterday we started to do one for October, and one of the outs was AirPods to class.
I haven't been doing that.
I find that I would always be like listening to music or on the phone or for any like 5 or 10 minute interval between classes or walking to lunch or things like that. And that's out. Like, raw-dogging campus and listening to the outside world.
I also haven't been listening to music while I do homework.
Really? I still have.
Just because, like, I don't know. I find that I like listening to music while I do homework, but I find that I do better work. And those are the two times that I listen to music, honestly, is doing homework and walking around campus.
In the shower? Getting dressed?
I don't know. I haven't been on it.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Although, I've been getting a little bit into country.
Oh, what kind?
Like like Morgan Wallen. You know, Sand in My Boots?
Play it.
It's good. I really like it.
Nice.
Or like the new Zach Bryan album.
Yeah.
That one's cute.
Yeah.
I
like Zach Bryan too.
Okay, I'm adding it next.
Nice.
So the next song will not be
Sand in My Boots. I feel like maybe it is.
Well, I guess all last week I was prepping for the Fisher concert, so I was listening to a lot of Fisher.
And that's like a specific vibe. Like, I don't know if the fans want Fisher at 8:30 in the morning.
I don't think they do.
But alright, anywho, what else?
Yeah, so that I guess that's after this song, that'll be What's Up Music.
Yeah, that's What's Up Music. Let's move into What's Up
Tommy.
So I feel like, well, now we've got a lot for the past 2 weeks, but Zoe, there was one recent moment where Zoe was like, oh, this is going on What's Up Tommy. And I forget what it was.
It was dinner with the parents. So this weekend was parents' weekend at Tufts, where Tufts University invites, you know, all the parents to come visit their kids. It's like visiting day.
It is.
And they have special events and things.
Yeah.
So all our housemates and their parents had dinner at our house this past weekend, and we catered from, shout out, Noor Kitchen.
Shout out. It's right by the traffic circle.
Yeah, right by the traffic circle between Davis and Tufts. If you know where the subway is.
Yeah, or the old Yoshi's. Rip Yoshi, we miss you. It closed.
What?
Yeah.
When?
Recently.
Oh my god, that's awful.
I know. Anyway, Noor.
Yeah, so Noor. It was. I walk by that place all the time, like once a week. So good.
Yeah.
We got the chicken kebab, falafel, rice, grilled veggies, pita, this garlic dip.
I was going to say, that was the star of the show.
Yeah. And there was so much food, so we had leftovers. I had it for lunch the next day. Wait. What did I have it for?
Breakfast.
I had it for dinner the next day. Lunch the next day and dinner the next day. Like, it just wouldn't end.
Yeah.
I would eat it for every. Like, I'm not the type who can really eat the same thing for a lot.
She likes variety.
I like variety.
Sure.
Oh my god. I could eat that every single meal.
It was really good.
It was so good.
Yeah. So shout out Noor. We'll be back.
So that's my What's Up Tummy.
Yeah. Well, I guess that. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, on Saturday, during Parents Weekend, I brought my parents to Dave's Fresh Pasta, a classic, and we got grilled chicken number one.
Nice.
Yeah, which is a fan favorite. I'm pretty sure it's grilled chicken, mozzarella, some sort of... Is it spinach? Some sort of green. And this, like, sun-dried tomato aioli. It's so good. And that one. And the steak and cheese, which, honestly, I feel like those are kind of underrated there. Because I usually...
The steak and cheese?
Yeah, from Dave's.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, it is really good. And,
What's your favorite Dave's sandwich? It's hard to choose.
So hard. I like to do splitsies. So, it's usually going to be, like... A grilled chicken number one splitting with a different one. With like
so grilled chicken number one is your go-to?
Yeah. Honestly, it totally depends on the mood. Can't yeah. even. Who knows? But yeah, that was the What's Up Tummy. Oh, and also, we said we would do this, but we haven't yet. So we went apple picking a few weeks ago, and we have so many apples, and we were like, we gotta do something with this. So we were gonna have an apple bake-off. However, that hasn't happened yet. So if anyone has any apple recipes...
Honestly, those apples are dwindling.
You think? I had one for breakfast.
You did?
With peanut butter.
How was it?
Good. It is such a pleasure to cut an apple with those knives. Zoe got new knives for our house. And I didn't realize how much of a pain it was before.
Oh my god, our knives were so bad, guys.
It was just like a butter knife.
It made me like not want to cook.
Yeah.
Like, trying to chop a sweet potato was the hard, like, you just couldn't.
It took me
30 minutes to cook one sweet potato.
There are certain things where I'm like, okay, this is worth, like,
getting quality.
New. Yeah.
Yeah.
And knives, I recently learned, are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's also dangerous. I feel like the other ones, like, would slip and
yeah,
cut.
They were so bad.
So, anywho,
so, yeah.
It's now a pleasure
so
to cut apples.
Invest in your knives if you don't have good knives right now, because it's a safety thing, honestly.
And that's not even our PSA.
Could be.
What was I going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Apple bake-off.
Yeah, apple bake-off. I'll also be making banana pudding this week.
Nice.
So.
Someone's got to make pumpkin bread.
Oh, yeah. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, we also got pumpkins, so we're going to carve pumpkins soon.
Mm-hmm. We're getting into the fall spirit. And next show, well, obviously, not to spoil it, but it's got to be Halloween themed.
Duh. Next show will be...
going to be the 29.
Yeah. Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even think we've told them our costume yet. Zoe and I have a costume together, but I'm not... Let's wait. We'll tell you next
week.
It's really good. And we'll probably even post a picture on highlights_radio. Wait, no. Highlights.radio?
Underscore.
Highlights underscore. Yeah. Highlights_radio.
Yeah. So that was What's Up Tummy.
Tummy.
And now, should we let them listen? A little bit.
Okay, yeah. Keep thinking on the theme. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
This is the last great... That was Life Changes by Thomas Rhett. This is the last great American Dynasty by Taylor Swift. And we'll be back very shortly.
Rebecca rode up on the afternoon train. It was sunny. Her salt box house on the coast took her mind off St. Louis. Bill was the heir to the Standard Oil name and money, and the town said, how did a middle class divorcee do it? The wedding was charming, if a little gauche, there's only so far new money goes. They picked out a home and called it Holiday House. Their parties were tasteful, if a little loud. The doctor had told him to settle down. It must have been her fault his heart gave out. And they said, there goes the last great American dynasty. Who knows if she never showed up, what could have been? There goes the maddest woman this town has ever seen. She had a marvelous time ruining everything. Rebecca gave up on the Rhode Island set forever. Flew in all her bitch pack friends from the city. Filled the pool with champagne and swam with the big names and blew through the money on the boys and the valet. And losing on card game bets with Dolly. They said, there goes the last great American dynasty. Who knows if she never showed up, what could have been? There goes the most shameless woman this town has ever seen. She had had a marvelous time ruining everything. They say she was seen on occasion pacing the rock, staring out at the midnight sea, and in a feud with her neighbor she stole his dog. If I never showed up, what could have been? There goes the loudest woman this town has ever seen. I had a marvelous time ruining everything. I had a marvelous time ruining everything. A marvelous time. Should be rudely barging in on a white veil occasion, but you are not the kind of boy who should be marrying the wrong girl. I sneak in and see your friends and her snotty little family all dressed in pastel, and she is yelling at a bridesmaid somewhere back inside a room wearing a gown shaped like a pastry.
Hey, hey.
So,
what's up, Medford?
What's up, Medford time? So, this is for all our Medford locals listening.
Greater Boston area.
Greater Boston area. So these are all going to be art related, actually.
Ooh.
So okay. Starting strong, in an hour at 10 a.m.
Oh.
at the Medford Senior Center,
run
there's
there,
a
run.
Senior knitting and crochet oh, morning.
Fine.
And it's free. There's at 1 p.m. there, there's also going to be an International Conversations for Seniors event.
Mm.
3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. today at the Charlotte and William Bloomberg Medford Public Library, there will be a Make a Monster Friend workshop.
Whoa.
No, and this is recommended for kids ages 8 to 12.
Okay.
At Deep Cuts Brewery, there will be a Halloween edition pottery class.
Oh, that's the one. We've been wanting to go there.
Oh, really?
You know, it's like with the black and yellow letters.
Oh, yeah.
It's like right in Medford.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go. 7 to 9.
Class. But if anyone goes, let us
yeah.
know.
Yeah. There's also tomorrow, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., family story time at the Medford Public Library.
Aw.
And at the same time, 3:30 to 4:30, there's a 3D printing workshop for kids.
Huh.
Which is free.
Cool.
And then at 3:30 to 5 at the public library, there's also an intro to machine sewing for teens.
Ooh.
Grades 8 to 12. And yeah, that's where I'll stop. So there's some great stuff going on today and tomorrow.
Totally.
Definitely check it out if you
3D printing for kids.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, so guys, keep listening for the theme because it's getting really good.
Yeah, and tell them what song this is.
This is Billy Joel, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And previously we had Taylor Swift, The Last Great American Dynasty, and Speak Now.
For a hint, the theme is a bit more abstract. It's
yeah.
not like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll let you know in 5 minutes, or 10 minutes maybe. We'll keep it going.
Yeah.
All right, what else, Zoe? How about, what's up? What's up? What are you learning these days?
Oh, facts.
You've been busy. I've
yeah.
never seen you do so much homework.
I know. I've had so much homework, and it's just not even... It's never ending. Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of work for my Ancient Egypt class and my Children in Mass Media class. And then I also had a midterm for my Perception class, and I had... a presentation coming up for my psych class. There's just a lot going on. But what have I been learning specifically?
She's thinking.
I'm thinking. Well, I've been learning about... Well, my assignment for my children mass media class was to create an experiment that might find positive effects of media on children, because most experiments are kind of looking for negative effects, and it's honestly really hard.
Yeah.
To design like, an experiment.
Huh. Maybe like... Yeah, because children can't really answer surveys about like how they're
yeah.
feeling, because maybe you could measure like... You could say positive is... measured in like smiles or laughs, and you can show them a piece of media. You can have them do nothing, show them a piece of media that you think would be positive, and then see if they smile more.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard.
It's hard. I was doing, mine is going to be about like seeing like role models, like diverse role models in children's media. So like, there's a show, Doc McStuffins, which is about, like, a black little girl who's a doctor.
Aww.
So I was trying to design an experiment where, like, you show little girls you show like one group of little girls this show for like, it's gonna be like, I don't know, 4 times a week for like 3 months, and then another group, they just like watch TV normally, and then you see if their like perception of who can be a doctor changes.
Wow.
But it's kind of hard because there's so many other variables going on. It's like hard to isolate that. So that's just like an issue, but I'll figure it out.
That's cool.
But also like every experiment has its issues, so it's okay.
Right.
But yeah, so that was kind of took a lot of trying to write up how you would mitigate the issues. But yeah, it was, and then I've my ancient Egypt midterm. What's something cool I learned in ancient Egypt?
Yeah. Last time we learned that the pharaoh is not actually a person, but it's the place. It's like the White House.
Yeah. Well, yesterday we were looking at an artifact, and it was a. And our professor was like, okay, this is a knife. It's made out of like 30% cobalt, like 60% iron, and like 10% something else. And it was like, what is that? It was a meteorite.
What?
They made a knife out of a meteorite.
Where did they find it?
In someone's tomb.
Whoa.
And they called it Scott. What did they call it? I don't know. They called it something funny. But yeah, wow. So crazy. Imagine being an ancient Egyptian and you see something, a huge rock fall from the sky. You'd be like, wow, the gods are real.
Even if tomorrow I saw a huge rock fall out of the sky, I'd be like, yeah. What is going on?
But at least like we have some scientific explanation.
Yeah.
We'd be like, we must have done something wrong.
So true. Yeah, honestly.
So yeah, that was cool that they were making things out of meteorites all the way back in ancient Egypt.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. What about you, Jane?
Well, today, or due today, I wrote a paper on the medical ethics of informed consent based on the story of Henrietta Lacks. So we read this book. If anyone's not familiar with the story, she was a black woman living in, I think it was, well, in 1951, she got treatment for, I think it was cervical cancer, don't quote me, and she went to Johns Hopkins Hospital, and they treated her, but without telling her, they took a sample of her tumor cells.
Oh, I know. I read a book about her.
Probably the same book, what The book? Immortal Life
yeah,
of Henrietta.
Yeah, I read that book when I was little.
Crazy. And they discovered that her cells were, they had some mutation where they, like, kept reproducing, and they used these cells for a ton of research, the HeLa cells, Henrietta Lacks, H-E-L-A, and they never told her, and they were profiting off this, because I think they, like, ended up using it for, like, polio vaccines or, like, all this type of, like, commercialized medicine, and they never told her or her family, even after she died, and the family was, like, trying to fight it, and then now there's this whole, like, it was a debate, and just the issue of informed consent, especially for someone who is of a different socioeconomic status or a different education level, and there's always this, like, power dynamic with the doctors, so very interesting. And this is, like, a class, like, I have no reason to be taking, like, if medical ethics, I'm, like, I'm not a doctor or a lawyer or anything in that field, it's just for fun, and I'm learning a lot, so that's the paper I did for today.
That's great.
Yeah, it was
cool.
What
did you write about?
About informed consent and how consent can't really be informed if there's all these other factors at play, so the different types of things that you have to do to make sure that a patient feels empowered to ask questions and comfortable to follow through with the treatment, and that you don't have to, like, sign a document that's, like, 8 pages long of medical jargon just to say that you, like, did it and comply with the legal standards. It should more just be explaining it to a patient because it's their, whether it's their body or in Henrietta Lacks' case, their genetic material, even if they're not alive, it's like they should still know what's going on. So that was cool. And yeah, not a ton of homework for me. It's been kind of light. But I realized we have 7 minutes left and we haven't done a PSA yet.
Oh, no.
A formal PSA. So we're getting the binder right now. Zoe's peeking through.
Oh. Okay, this is about actually our own radio station.
Yeah.
Okay, 91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY at Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio, a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
So I actually had no idea. Wow.
Wow.
Very cool. Yeah, let's tune in. Different college radio.
Yeah, support college radio.
For sure. And we've got just about 5 minutes left of the show, so does anyone think they know the theme? This last song was Skater Boy, Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. The next one is The Chicks, Traveling Soldier.
Traveling Soldier. So it's not really a theme, like... Well, yes, it has to do with the lyrics of each of the songs, but it's not specifically.
It's more about the
thematically.
Format
yeah.
Of the song.
Well, we'll let you know in 2 minutes if you don't get it. All right, we'll let them listen for a minute.
Yeah.
Sat on the pier, he said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young, but then they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never. One Friday night at a a ball game. The Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang. A man said, folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name Red, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be.
Well, thanks so much, everyone. A couple of you were guessing, and I think some of our fans may have gotten the theme, but Zoe, grand reveal.
Story song. So
songs that
are stories.
Yeah. So technically, I guess some of your guesses were right because they were the stories of the songs, but the overall theme was songs with stories.
Songs that, yeah, the lyrics are just one long story.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Happy 10/22/24. We'll be back this time next week.
Enjoy the nice weather.
Yeah.
Soak it in.
Engage in the community if you're in Medford.
Yeah, in the arts community. Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Bye.